This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Coming up at 8:45, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley's Broken Branches tour when it comes to Jiffy Lube Live this summer. The date of that show is Friday, July 11th. We should be joined shortly by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. Capitals take on the Blues tonight. They're going to try to break out of that one-game losing streak. They had an amazing,
lost to Calgary.
Amazing two-game stretch coming out of the Four Nations face-off break where they put up 15 goals in two big wins. Slumped a little bit against Calgary. Let's see if they get that bounce back tonight against the Blues. Season-long five-game homestand for the Capitals.
Well, the last time the Capitals played the Blues, they beat them 8-1.
I like the sound of that. Were there any goals in that game?
I wonder if Dowder scored in that game. Let me check on that.
Good.
In that game, it was Dowd did not score, but Ovi had dose.
Oh, he had two.
Yeah.
So I'm flying to Orlando today.
Okay. Right,
with the family.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's no near miss.
What airport are you flying out of? BWI?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Unlike Jason, I won't have like a Chariots for Hire car drive me.
Okay.
We'll probably just Uber there.
All right.
I don't have to deal with parking and all that. Just be dropped off. But here's my dilemma. I have a pile of clothes. I think I'm going to bring a large suitcase for a four-day trip.
Okay.
Is that embarrassing?
Why? Who cares?
I just feel like it's a little embarrassing. But like I can't wear the same shoes every day. So I got to have different shoes.
Okay. How many different pairs of shoes are you bringing?
At least three.
Okay.
I got to have at least two different sneakers and maybe something,
In case you go out to a nice restaurant
maybe,
or something.
I'm going
to
be in Florida.
All right.
Maybe I should maybe
Flippy
have my flippers.
Yeah, probably.
You know, and then I got to have a bunch of, I got to have workout outfits if I, go for a run or something, anything, go to the gym. I got to have work clothes to go out to dinner.
Need some light, breathable clothes in case you decide to go to Disney all day.
Well, what's embarrassing, though, about bringing a suitcase on a flight?
A large suitcase. It's just embarrassing.
Just a pain in the butt to carry around.
Yeah, nobody knows how long you're traveling for.
Well, I'm meeting some friends there. But, I know you guys, JP would literally bring a backpack. Like, he would have nothing.
Right.
But, I don't know. It's just embarrassing to be lugging around a big-ass suitcase.
Right. You could travel
a four-day trip.
Like,
who's judging you, though?
Yeah.
I'm just embarrassed. I'm self-conscious.
You personally embarrassed.
I have, unlike you, I'm self-conscious. So I would feel uncomfortable lugging around a big
ass
suitcase.
Rom literally shows up at MGM National Harbor
with a
giant bag.
Yeah.
A beige giant bag.
Yeah.
Don't you have an oversized backpack that you can just put on your back?
I don't think it would because I got to put I wear a big ass. So do you.
Well, what is your wife bringing?
She's a girl, though.
I don't know, but maybe you could put some shoes in her bag.
They it's okay for a girl to bring a big ass suitcase. I feel like if you're a guy and you're bringing a big suitcase,
trust me, nobody in the airport cares how big the suitcase you're bringing.
I know they don't care.
Nobody's thinking about him in the airport.
Nobody's going to look at you and say, Look how big that dork suitcase is.
Not at the airport. But I feel stupid when I get my big suitcase and I'm in the line to check into the hotel.
You care what the person at the
Hilton almost everybody
thinks.
Checks in with the suitcase.
Not a big one. The big one's embarrassing.
I don't know. I think most people check in with suitcases.
The big one's embarrassing.
All right. Well, we can ask our next guest. He's calling on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products. In the DMV, it's Nick Dowd from the Caps. He's powered by Verizon. Dowder, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are we doing?
We're Dowder. Doing well. So one of the junks, he's lamenting because he has to take a trip, and I guess he has to take a large suitcase with him, and he thinks he's going to get goofed on by people in the airport or people at the hotel when he's checking in. Like, do you care how big your suitcase is when you travel?
Hi, that's an interesting question to start off with.
Yeah.
But I think it depends on how long the trip is. How long is the trip?
4 days.
4 days?
Yeah. That's like
is there
basic
a reason
trip.
For such a large suitcase?
Well, because I got to throw like my sneakers in there and like my camera. I don't know. I just have a lot of stuff, and it's just I feel embarrassed to have such a big bag.
Yeah, I mean, I think for a 4 day trip, like I traditionally, even if we go on a 2 week trip, I can get away with a carry-on duffel bag and like a carry-on roller bag and a backpack. So I think, you know, you got to get a little creative.
That's amazing.
With how you pack if you
good at that? Are you really good at like packing like tight, like really anal?
No, I wouldn't say like I pack like I got to have everything like rolled up and folded a certain way.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think I've become really good at learning my outfits and how they mix and match, and all I can wear this one to pregame skate, but then I could also wear it for dinner, and you know, and then you get away with carrying less stuff, which is nice.
Right.
Hey, Dowder, I think it was for the Pittsburgh trip that you guys took recently, where you just waxed the Penguins. I love seeing you guys hang an 8 spot on the Penguins anytime. Keep doing that, please. I think his tradition is Subway footlong sub. I'm not sure what type. I'm not sure what he's eating there. And also a bag. Is it flaming hot Cheetos or just regular Cheetos? Because maybe all of you guys should be
typically flaming hot.
Okay. Flaming
interesting.
Hot. Yeah.
Yeah, like flaming hot. Just that's for me. That's a bridge too far. I like my Cheetos nice and mild. I don't need my mouth on fire for 2 hours afterwards.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I would agree with that. Flaming hot is an aggressive move, especially to be sitting in an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, one of the things we've been talking about over the last couple of days, and you don't care because you're not going to be watching the game, where fans might care, but the three of the games of your remaining games are going to be televised nationally because of Ovi's chase.
Sure.
Starting with March 27th, and that's a game in Minnesota. Second one's April 12th at Columbus, and then the last one is April 17th, your last game at Pittsburgh. To be, you know, ABC or ESPN games to watch Ovi. Should fans really have a problem with that, or would they, if you were just a fan, would you rather watch Joe and Locker call it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather watch Joe and Locker call it personally, but I mean, I think those guys, is their voices and their ability to know the players as well as they do and know like the ins and outs of our hockey team specifically.
Right.
Plus, I mean, it's, you know, a little bit iconic, right? Like, I think you've been listening to Joe and for a long time, and he's called a lot of Ovi's goals, and he's got, you know, him and Locker got great chemistry and their voices are something that Capitals fans have been hearing for a long time. So, I mean, to have a problem with it, no, but I think it, you know, when that time comes, when Ovi, you know, eventually does break the record, I think we all hope that it's called by Joe.
It's going to be, it's going to be one of those other games. Yeah.
Hey, Dowder, I want your opinion on this. This is from Elliot Friedman, who works for Sportsnet. He's talking about the team chemistry and what the Caps might do ahead of the trade deadline. He said, with a week and a half to go before the deadline, they really have a kind of magical chemistry this year, and every move they made has been an upper deck home run. Chychrun, Roy, Logan Thompson, Dubois has even worked out for them where it hasn't worked out elsewhere. How much do you want to fidget with that? Take us deeper into that, like the chemistry between you and the guys who've been there for a while and the new additions that have assimilated really well with the team.
Yeah, I would say that was a rare thing, right? Like to add as many pieces as we added this year to an organization that over the past 6-7 years, at least, you know, 7 years since I've been here, didn't really add any pieces. And then to have everybody mesh as well as they did, not only on the ice, which I think, you know, the fans have seen and we've played really well as a team, but really off the ice too. And I think you guys know, I mean, it, regardless of what level you played sports, you guys know when you're on a when you're on a special type of team where guys are excited, like authentically excited for each other when they're successful, and you know that everyone knows that's the recipe to success, but it's hard to find because when you bring money, you know, involved in something, it tends to change people a little bit, right? In the aspect of people kind of have their own agendas, people are, you know, a little bit more worried about themselves, which I think you guys watch a lot of sports. I think that's probably why college ball in a lot of different aspects is so much fun to watch because, you know, it kind of puts everyone on the same playing field and kids are, you know, really playing for the love of the game and to win the national championship and stuff like that. And then, you know, historically things change when you get to the professional level. I think we've had a lot of great teams with the Capitals since I've been here and a lot of really great people. I think this year is just a little different because we've added so many new players and they've become really valuable players too. Like they're not guys that we've added that haven't played a lot or, you know, haven't felt like they've had a big impact personally. I think all the players that we've added have not only impacted our team, you know, from a non-hockey standpoint and we've all meshed really well, but they've had a lot of responsibility given to them and they've played really, really well. And I think that makes, you know, everybody excited, right? Like people are excited to come into the rink because they have a role, they have a responsibility. And I think that's kind of what you're seeing. I think that's why we've been able to be so successful is a big part of that, is that guys are excited to come in and they're excited for each other. So,
Nick, real quick, by the way, Nick Dowd, powered by Verizon. You play the Blues tonight. I looked that you hadn't played them since November. You waxed them 8-1 in that game. Tell us about this Blues game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't dived into the film yet, but I know that I believe their last game, I think they beat Seattle 7-7 something. So obviously they're playing good hockey, a team that we only see a couple times a year, home and away. But I mean, again, there's so much parity in the NHL. Any given night, any given team can go in and play a great hockey game and beat another team. So I think, you know, you kind of look at their last couple games, they're obviously playing really well. So we're going to have to be really well prepared for that.
All right.
Doubter, what time's the game day nap? 12:30, 1?
Yeah, we're gonna go between 1 and 1:30 today, depending on how I feel.
Excellent.
You know, maybe a little longer, a little shorter.
Very good.
So no phone calls during that time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Put it on silent, my friend. All right, get those 2 points. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks, Nick.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy.
That's Nick Dowd, Capital Center. He is powered by Verizon. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of Dirk's Bentley tickets. So keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up next.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.